A major inspection has found McGilligan Prison to be one of the highest performing in the UK. A report which is released today praised the relationships between staff and prisoners along with rehabilitation work. The prison received top grades in four key areas, and that was safety, respect, purposeful activity and preparation for release. So I went to see it for myself. What stood out to me first was the atmosphere. It wasn't what I expected when I went in. There was a calmness there and a real focus on well-being and changing mindsets. Governor there is Gary Milling.
People arrive in prison for a variety of reasons. Now, I'm not apologising for that. I'm not saying that they did not commit a crime. They have. So what we look to do is to try to unpack that and build the person back up. Mm. It's about saying that you as a person are okay, but your behaviours and what you've done to hurt others are not. So the key part of that is about building up people's sense of self-worth. It's about providing them skills that they can then take back into the community, mm-hmm. so that they can then successfully resettle into the community as you and I would, as a normal person, and not have to revert to crime, not commit criminality, which then does have, unfortunately, knock-on effect.
And, Governor, what really struck me whenever I come in here is the atmosphere and how, you know, there was such banter between yourself and the prisoners.
Yeah.
But how many of them, you run this entire facility, how many of them you knew by on a first-name basis?
I know quite a lot of them on the first-name basis. So of my role here is to sort of say, this is okay. This is okay to interact with people this way. This is okay. This is just about trying to normalise relationships. Mm. So the more normal relationships are, the more people will open up. The more people are likely to say to a member of staff, I've got some issues around this. I've got some issues around that. My family are getting it tight on the outside. My kids are having problems at school. And what that feeds into their journey, but it feeds into our ability to help those people. So a lot of my role is, after setting a strategic direction, you know, for the jail, is just being a normal member of staff and supporting my staff on the wings, or that those range of support agencies that come in here.
While I was there, I interacted with a number of prisoners. Some were working, some were having lunch, and there was a few playing pool. Outside, we saw a garden area that had beanbags and even outdoor gym equipment. One prisoner who uses a wheelchair invited me in to see his cell, and it had been adapted to suit his needs. Then I was brought to the workshop, and this is where much of the practical work happens. One group there was building a swing set for a local school. Another man was spray painting shelves that are going to be used for offices within the prison itself. And then out in a side room, there was finished pieces lined up. There was wardrobes and lockers and chairs, and these were ready to be shipped out to other prisons to be used in the cells there. Justice Minister Naomi Long was also present, and she said this kind of work gives prisoners a sense of purpose. It helps them to develop skills for release, but it also reduces costs.
It's also really useful, I have to say, for us in prisons, because we do have very limited budgets in the Department of Justice, and some of the furniture that you see being built here today will be going into the prisons themselves. And you can see, for example, some of the pieces that have been built for some of the local primary schools, so things like swing sets and different things that are built for the local primary schools that they wouldn't be able to afford either, given constrained budgets in education.
The prison also works closely with support services. Some prisoners go on to be mentors to help others inside. And a lot of the conversations I had came back to the same thing, which was difficult pasts. For many of these men, trauma played a role in how they actually ended up here. I then had the chance to speak with a man who was serving a life sentence. He now works as a mentor on a programme called Trauma Talks. It's a 16-week course designed to help people face their issues head on.
I thought it was just another tick box exercise for the jail. Something that is a life sentence prisoner. It was going to be handy for me to have had to have done that course for getting out. Little did I realise that about halfway through the course, I would start realising just exactly where I went wrong in life. But not just understanding where you went wrong in life, why you went wrong in life, and what led you to taking drugs. My thing was alcohol, cocaine. I sang in bands outside. And my thing was that any time I was faced with anything, drink. So go home, have a drink, go out, have a drink. Everything was a drink, and everything was like a mask. Sometimes you see the things on the TV with the guys taking the mask off after he comes away from everyone, and that was that was a big thing for me. And then in the trauma talks, it came about halfway through it, and I realised that I had so many issues that I had never dealt with, and I really wanted to deal with them and meet them head on. And that's where you have to become vulnerable and you have to become open-minded and realise that you do need help, you know, and you can't deal with everything on your own.
And what was it like finally getting help and realising that you were worthy of having it?
Being able to look yourself in the mirror is a massive thing. Understanding that you do have worth, even though you've made a mistake and you've come into prison, there's a lot more to life than, you know, than stigma, you know. And I realised that through my experiences, I could help enough of the other guys who had maybe been through maybe stuff that maybe wasn't the same, but very similar, and led them to similar places. And for me, being able to help them and show them, and especially the word vulnerability, that it can be a strength and not a weakness, and asking for help. For me, that's massive, and for me to be able to do that in jail and give back a wee bit is means a lot to me.
So all in all, the aim here is rehabilitation in the truest sense. It's not about just serving time, but making real changes, and eventually being able to return to society with something else to offer.